Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Hey, Carissa Thompson here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my dogs, Willis and Daisy. So whether we're on one of our daily runs together or exploring down at my ranch, I count on them to keep up with me. That's where Pro Plan Sport comes in. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on a run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dogs need to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com.
And so I said to Jared, I go, what would his hockey name be? And Jared goes, Raji Babe.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
The cows are eating the apples and the dogs are sitting there watching them.
Who's running the asylum?
Literally, the inmates. All of a sudden, Steve started sending me notification. Oreo's out of the gate. He's eating the apples and the dogs are just watching.
Oh my okay. God. And who's running this podcast? Because here we are back again with the pregame. Hi. You submit the questions. We got the answers. First question, what'd you do last night?
I have an answer. Why am I so swollen? God, I'm wearing a Super Bowl sweatshirt and I have the same hangover. I was with the Amazon crew and they are ready.
Oh, cute.
Tony this year goes... Tony never went out with us last year.
Loser.
And this year he goes, Tattoo Tony. He's got a whole sleeve of tattoos. His hair is short. He goes, I'm going out this year. I don't know what I was thinking last year. Well, this is still up for debate whether that's a real tattoo. Okay. My God. I don't know what's going on. But as I scroll back in my pictures, I just pulled up back and shmoosh my video. I'm looking for our questions.
I got it. I'll start off first. Let's see, I can't see that far. I too was partaking in the elements last night. LB here, 68. Do you feel couples have the right to go through each other's phones as my husband is sitting to
great
my right?
Question.
Wow.
Okay, I'll start.
Go.
I don't think you should. Like, I don't know the password to Steve's phone. Like, he always just says it. It's like 12 numbers. He always says it. And he's like, you can just open the phone. I'm like, I don't want to open the phone because I actually respect him.
This
and
is new.
This is new. Please. I was the one setting the passcodes before. I don't want to go through his phone. But I will say, if at any point I have like a weird feeling, which just happens in life, and maybe it's just in our head or whatever, I will say, hey, can I look at your phone? And he'd be like, of course. So that is the boundaries for me. Like, I want to know that I always have access to it if I feel a certain way, but I don't want to just be like, you know, sitting there grabbing his phone, because there's also conversations that like you and I have, I wouldn't want him reading. And it's not like private, but it's just like girl stuff or it's just things in general. And I feel the same for him, like conversations that he has with his buddies. Like, I don't need to be reading that.
Yeah.
So I think that if you have to have access to your significant other's phone, then there's more going on there.
Exactly. I kind of did back in the day, pre-marriage, check her outer, but now I'm just like, I don't care.
Yeah. In fact, what is going on in there?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Next question. Sorry, I still don't have this pulled up. Okay, I'm going to get it together.
LJ, I'm again sorry, you guys. We're absolutely butchering your names here. LJM. Any first game coverage jitters? I get jitters before my first hit for every game.
Oh yeah, I have a pregame that I have to do on August 24th, and I'm already thinking about how I'm nervous for that.
What is it?
2 minutes of a pregame.
Cool.
Yeah.
What game?
In Philly. I should probably know who they're playing. Pregame.
I love that.
Who's on first? Yeah, I get a little nervous, but it's a good nervous. It's like adrenaline. It's like fun. We're back.
I can't wait for Thursday nights to sit at home and watch you. That's always so much fun in our house.
I love you.
It's so good. And now Mac Attack could watch you. He needs to behave and watch. Okay.
No, you stop it
right
now.
We'll get to that.
Erin has some thoughts on her child, which I can't wait for this segment of what did we learn this week. It sounds like we learned a lot. Akon. Oh. I loved him. Is he still performing? Is he opening for Taylor or Akon 11? Which team are you most excited? Hey, you know who is opening for Taylor? J.J. Abrams' daughter.
Oh.
You know that?
That's cute.
Yeah.
Fun.
Adorable. Great opening act.
Can he get
Akon 11, which team are you most excited for this season? Ooh. I'm excited for the Jets. I just want to see how all that plays out. I want to see what goes
Hard
on in Denver
Knocks
with
tonight.
Sean there.
Yes, Sean. Ciara's pregnant. I just saw that.
What?
Level up. And then...
Let me see you 1-2-step.
They did. Yeah, I'm excited for the 49ers. How, like, Brock Purdy, how's that elbow, like, coming back and the defense. Yep. Yeah, I want good things for the 49ers. I'll say that.
Yeah. Who else?
Dallas.
I'm interested to see Green Bay. Mm. I mean, a new era has dawned, and I don't know if it's going to be great. It's going to take time. I mean,
they're my first game, week one, baby.
Seven. No shit.
No.
Who do they play?
The Bears.
Oh, great. At least you know.
Oh, yeah. Outside.
Go ahead, girl.
Lauren Krivik, what are some other baby names you had? Jack. Krista got me a J, and then we turned it into Jarrett. I really loved Leo. I thought Leo was so cute. I don't think my husband was on
Henry.
Board with that. I love Henry. I love Hank.
Erin and I made a list of names. We wanted we were going back and
old
looking
school.
Up like old school names. Mm-hmm. I just think it's so cute. Which then it got me down a rabbit hole of names like my dad's name, Scott. Like you don't hear little kids named Scott or Bob or like Carl.
Right.
Like I'd have a kid just to name it Bob. Like what's Chris's kid's name? Bob.
So we were thinking of like what, you know, with hockey names, kind of they add a EY or I don't know. My husband's probably rolling his eyes right now as he's sitting here. But like Jared is Stoli Babes. Like their weird language. So my Mac is middle name is Roger for my grandfather, who I was super tight with. Big Red Sox Celtics fan. Love him. And so for a second, my girlfriends, Jackie, Megan, were like, what if you used his first name as Roger? And so I said to Jared, I go, what would his hockey name be? And Jared goes, Raji Babe.
Raji Babe. Starting lineup.
Yeah.
I love Mac.
Mm-hmm.
And did you ever reveal how that came about?
I think so. Did I? We could talk about it on the next, or we could talk about it. But Carson Phipps, dream of the century.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go to Taylor Swift with her.
She was sending me suggestions for horse names when I posted I got this horse. Yeah, she had all sorts. She asked what kind it was, and this is the name that should go with that breed, my little equestrian queen. And I go, well, you are the queen of naming things, so I'll go with your suggestion.
Carissa,
yeah,
I've done some digging.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Shelly Roar 13, how do you reset when you feel like you're drowning in never-ending to-do lists? This is a great question, Shelly, because so my dad, he created this. He didn't create this. He learned this thing, like CNN is what it's called. It's critical, need, and nice. So make a list of the critical things that you have to get done. Make a list of the things that you need to get done and the things that would be nice to get done. And helps me compartmentalize because it is. You could always find something on your list. So critical, obviously, if it needs to be done today.
Yep.
As long as you feel like you're checking things off, then you're not so overwhelmed like, oh, I'm getting nothing done. So critical, need, and nice helps me organize my to-do list.
Oh my God, that's so great. I kind of feel like I need to take a beat, take a second, go work out, clear my head, refocus. That's the only thing that kind of does. And then try to tackle it head on. Just start plugging away.
You're very good with lists though.
Doesn't
you always have a list. Oh, sorry. The Orkin man's calling. Hold on. How about I just whisper in the phone, please call the other number on file. I don't even know if there is another number on file. I just said to get off the phone. We're busy doing pregame. And Renee. Oh, Renee, I'm not going to do well here. Renee.
Desjardins.
Whoa.
That sounds like a hockey name. Desjardins.
It sounds like skincare I need. That's a fantastic name. Thoughts on the Golden Bachelor season coming up? Will you watch? Okay, I don't know, Renee, much about this. I just know that that guy does not look 70 or however old he is. Yeah, I think I'm going to look it up right now. Oh. He is a golden fox, whatever we call it. Is that the phrase? I don't know, but I'm going to look it up. Talk amongst yourself.
I haven't watched in a while, but, you know, sometimes I'll dabble. I just feel like on Monday nights, there's Monday night football. I just feel like with football, I got too much going on. So I don't think so.
I'll tell you when I watched The Bachelor, 71.
Oh, what does he do?
Good for him.
Yeah.
I hear the babes. He's not going to watch. He doesn't sound like he's interested.
He's a demon this week.
Oh, you're crazy. You are crazy. He is a baby. Jared just told you not to say that.
Yeah.
He gave you this look.
He just said, don't say that.
He's perfect. This guy, what does he do? I don't know, but I'll tell you how I watch The Bachelor. I watch it on Hulu. I go back, pick some random episodes, which this leads to a bigger conversation in the full podcast. People think I am a sociopath. I will go straight to the end of a book. I will go straight to the end of a movie. I will go straight.
I
know you hate it. I want
to,
you know what? Let's take this to the streets.
We'll take it to the streets.
Anyone out there, because I don't have to, look, I get it. Oh, I'm so busy. No, I just don't need to go in succession. I'll watch Succession, but I'll jump around to different episodes.
No.
I don't. Yes. Why do I need? I'm going to get the gist of it. Or I'm someone that needs to back up off the mic. I'm also someone who has no problem jumping into a movie if we're like 30 minutes in. Like, I'm not one of those people like, oh, did it just start? I don't care. I'll figure it out. If I don't figure it out, then I'm not smart enough or I shouldn't be watching this movie.
I don't like
that. It's not that hard. Rom-coms are not hard to figure out.
I don't like it.
Well,
neither are Disney movies.
Somebody,
their mom dies in the beginning. Then you got a kiss to break the spell and then it's good.
Which is why you don't need to watch the whole thing because you already know the ending. I know what happens in Titanic. I don't care when I start the movie. These are just facts.
Great soundtrack.
Okay. Yeah. Well, my heart will go on.
Well, it's going to go on to our longer form podcast, which will be dropping on Thursday. Thank you guys so much for your questions.
Dropping. Our album will also be dropping on Thursday. And hopefully my swollen cheeks will also be reduced by the time we have a full-length podcast.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it. State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.